Coach's Insight program's continuing this week. KARE 93.7 FM, I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Jeff Schneider, the Jefferson County North football coach, joining us. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Chargers now 6-1 after a big bounce-back win last week over Valley Falls, 72-6. You know, we'll dive into that game momentarily, Coach, but an undefeated league record and earning a piece of the Northeast Kansas League title here in 2023. How does that feel?
It feels really good. You know, we talked about last week, the last 2 years we've been about a handful of plays and one-score games away from being at the top of the league. So it felt good to get back up there again. I mean, that's the goal that we set every year, is to try to compete well in the league and then, you know, going into the districts as well. So I'm really excited for our guys about it.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, just the lone loss to the defending champs in St. Mary's. But last week, you hang up 72 points in the win against Valley Falls. What'd you like about that game?
Well, I like that that we got a lot of guys to play last week. We have a lot of guys in our look teams and our scout teams during the week. And we haven't been able to get as many junior varsity games, that sort of thing. But we've been rotating a lot of our guys in. You can see their development. And then a lot of those guys are giving us a good look through the week heading into Fridays. Last week, we were able to sprinkle them out on there. And then, throughout the entire second half of that game, we were able to get them all out on the field. So got some playing time for them. We focus on the film, try to get them to improve as well. They're playing against that, what I think is a very young Valley Falls team. So probably a glimpse, into what we would expect over the next couple of years with both sides. A lot of young players on the field for both teams. So excited that got an opportunity.
Just talk about the importance of having that opportunity. You know, for some teams, you can't have that opportunity week in and week out to get some of those younger kids some experience under the lights, whether you're up big or down big. Regardless, the importance of getting those opportunities to play some of those younger kids to help progress the future of the program.
Well, I think it's vital, honestly. Football is a lot of work. You know, we put in work over the summer in our weight program, our camps. We put it in the fall. It's a reward for players that are putting their time in. And like I said, we try to rotate guys as much as we can through any game if at all possible. It's nice to see those guys get out and get a chance to develop. And I think hopefully that continues to their growth. And, you know, we get it on film, which we talk about all the time. You're putting it on film. So it's an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to see what we are doing well, see what we need to work on at our practices. So excited for all those guys.
Well, let's talk about the matchup this week. You close out the regular season at Mission Valley, a district contest, a ball game you can hear right here on KARE 93.7 FM, but a Vikings team that just played St. Mary's last week, lost 45-6. Week before that, they shut out Oskaloosa 34-0. This is a team that's 3-4 and in the middle of the pack of right now the district standings, and a crucial league one, crucial district one, I should say, for them as well. But tell me about this Mission Valley team. What do you see?
Well, I see a lot of guys that were on their squad last year. You know, they're not a local rival, anything like that. It's not a league team, so we're not as familiar. Last year was the first year that we had a chance to play them. So we're getting in district here for the second go-around. But you see a lot of guys that were on their team last year. So, you know, we try to stress to our guys that each year needs to bring about development, needs to bring, you know, get a little bit bigger, a little bit, you know, stronger, those sort of things. They've got a lot of guys that are returning. So see that right off. It's an opportunity here. I think if I remember the district standings here, that's an opportunity for the winner to host in week 9. So that's of vital importance to us. And that's going to be our focus here. You know, they've got a new turf facility down there. I know a lot of excitement surrounding that. Gotten to know the coaching staff. I know that they're well coached. They got some speed. They got some size. So a lot of things that we see on film. And we know a little bit about them coming back in from last year. But, you know, it's going to be a good test for us. It's you're hitting your last regular season game as you head into the week 9 playoff format. So we hope to perform well and execute and continue to grow in our own role.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned a veteran group. They have a lot of guys who played last year. But just give us a few thoughts and kind of keys for this one to obviously get a big win this week and carry that momentum into a home playoff game next week.
Well, I'd start with them on their offense. Their quarterback, very athletic, very quick. They run some veer and some option plays that if you don't keep your assignment, they can tend to go a long ways. And you can see some of that on film. The quarterback's elusive. The backfield was, we've seen some of those guys in the past. Some of them were rotating in last year on one side of the ball or the other. Tall at the skills, so a lot of height at the pass catchers. And then they got some size across the front line, some returners up there. you know, 1A, a lot of guys play both sides of the ball, so you can kind of flip that around, you know, on the defensive side as well. So, you know, they've got some weapons. There's absolutely no doubt. We have to execute. We got to do our job. They throw a lot of formations at you, a lot of different plays, different looks. So we've got to be sound assignment in that, make sure we get lined up correctly. And then I said more than anything, when you have elusive players on your the opponent's offense, you have to be able to tackle in space. So that's going to be a key for us as well.
There it is, Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers, 6-1, will try to secure that number two spot in the district in a home playoff game next week. They go on the road, take on Mission Valley here on Friday night game. You can hear on KARE 93.7 FM. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
All right. Thanks. Take care.